Well, we've talked a lot about green urban initiatives on this program over the past 7 years, but after spending some time with the urban planning professionals at Michigan State, it occurs to me that we've taken a little bit of the blind man and the elephant approach. To help us remove those blinders and view green cities from a broader sustainability perspective, we welcome to the program Dr. Mark Wellston. Mark is a professor and program leader of the Urban and Regional Planning Program in the School of Planning, Design, and Construction at Michigan State. He's also a colleague I've worked with in the past. Mark, great to see you again, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kirk. It's good to be here.
Mark, first a little bit, put a plug in about the Urban and Regional Planning Program at Michigan State University.
Well, urban planning at Michigan State is the oldest program in the country, so we have more than 65 years' experience teaching about urban planning. It is a popular major because we find so many students today are interested in what's going to happen to the cities of the future. And increasingly, there is a theme of sustainability that runs through their interest. And so 20 years ago, we may not have seen it that strongly in our students, but now when our students come to us, there is very much a sense of what is sustainable, what will cities be like in the future, and a commitment to making cities work. Especially when you think about people that come from some Michigan cities. They have this deep desire to make their hometowns, to make their cities successful, to try and redress some of the challenges these cities have had. So the attraction to the program is both broad in terms of the future, but there's also a strong personal commitment by many students to make their hometowns a success.
Yes, that echoes something that President Simon has said on this program. Every year we ask her, what do you see in terms of sustainability with his incoming students? It's not that they expect to see or hope to see recycling programs or what have you. They expect to see those things. And if they don't see those things, then they're going to demand something like a recycling center.
Oh, yes. And students are great drivers of innovation. When we had the car sharing program brought to MSU, it was the urban planning students that were one of the groups moving to have the ability to get a Zipcar because they wanted to have an option of access to vehicles without having to own one.
Mark, let's look at some of the broader issues that may impact urban planning from a sustainability standpoint. And let me start with the gorilla in the room, climate change. What impact is climate change and the science of climate change having on urban planning?
Well, one thing it's always good to start with urban planning is that urban planners have always been concerned about sustainability. I think that we have breathed new life into the profession because the application is seen more strongly now. But there's always been a long-standing thread in urban planning around good land use, around quality of life, around social justice. And so having these elements as part of the program, as part of the ethos of the profession, has always been good. What we're finding now, though, is that students are seeing the future of their cities as something that is threatened, that the way of life that we have expected could change. Now, I think in Michigan, we don't get so many dramatic examples as you might when you have much more volatile climates in some parts of the world and some parts of the U.S. But we still have to take into account what it means for the viability of Michigan, the viability of agriculture, the viability of water supply, the viability of cities that depend on industries that may be impacted by climate change. So I think for us, it's not an immediate issue of will water rise, what will it do, but there is a much stronger threat to our way of life because of climate change in general.
You say that we don't have some of the drama in terms of climate as other parts of the world, but we certainly in cities like Detroit and Flint have had our fair share of drama in the great state of Michigan. As you look at cities, these older industrial cities like Benton Harbor and Detroit and Flint, I mean, what is the way forward as far? I know steps are being made, especially in Detroit these days, but what is the way forward from an urban planning perspective?
I think one of the things that frustrates urban planners is when land doesn't get used and reused. If you look at successful cities, every piece of land turns over and is quickly in a new role. And I think that's what's so wonderful when you see the 6,000 years of urban heritage. Some cities have always been able to find a productive use for their land. And as it leaves one use, another use emerges. As one industry leaves, another comes in. And I think this ability to innovate and constantly turn over the functions of your land in your city to something productive is very strong. And what we find, however, in some cities in Michigan is we can't do that. We can't take that land that was productive for decades and then find a new use for it. And I think that is the big challenge. And that's compounded by lots of other opportunities. It's compounded by brownfield, the cost of redeveloping land. But I really think that we need to return to valuing urban land for what it is. We put huge investments into city, into infrastructure. And to simply say we're going to use it for 80 years and then walk away is just such a colossal waste of resources and opportunity, that the inability to use what we've already created, those thriving cities we created that worked, now to simply say 80 years on, we don't need them anymore, we're just going to discard them, I think is a huge frustration.
In terms of options and alternative use, you're aware of some of the urban agriculture and forestry programs going on in Detroit and other cities. How viable an option is that going forward? Or is that just sort of a, is that a temporary phenomenon, or does that have some long-term possibilities?
I think the long-term depends on how you see the city of the future. How do we imagine the city? And I think this is a time when we need to step back and think about what does the city do? Who does it serve? When you think about it, most cities are the product of industrialization. So manufacturing drove the creation of cities. So if we are in a post-industrial economy, what does that do to cities? Cities are economic creations as well as being social creations. So if a certain economic activity like manufacturing built a city, what happens if that type of economic activity is no longer the driver of the economy? We then have to rethink about our investments in place. We have to rethink, what does it mean to be urban? What functions can cities do well? What are cities still good for? And use that. So it really does demand a lot of soul searching about what our future cities will become. For the moment, we have great applications of agriculture. We have productive use for those lands in cities. The long-term outlook, I'm not so sure. In some cases, it may be successful, in others not. I think we haven't really seen the long-term impacts yet of what that set of decisions will lead to.
This is kind of a tough question, and I'm just going to throw it out there anyway, but because you brought up the cities of the future and visioning cities of the future. Put on your visioning hat. You have experience all over the world in urban planning. What are some things that you envision or that you see as we look maybe 10, 20, 30 years down the road?
I'm a great believer in density. I think density has got a bad reputation, and I think that we don't fully appreciate what density can bring, both in the smaller footprint, both physical footprint and environmental footprint, and also the types of opportunities and services that having people closer together can do. I think one interesting challenge we face now is that most people have not got a positive or familiar vision of downtown. Because downtown since the 60s have often been challenged. And so it's hard to imagine the city of the future when your experience is all suburban. And so if that is your vision of how we live in the suburbs, we drive, we move in these ways, presenting an alternative argument and having people understand or at least being able to trade off the costs and benefits is very hard. I think a lot of parts of the world still have greater densities. They still have much more centralized cities. And in that regard, you can compare. You can say, well, I can see a functioning, strong city here. I can see a suburb here. I can compare the two. I can trade off the costs and benefits. But I think for a lot of places, we don't really come with anything but a mindset that is suburban. And to recreate something new and something different or something alien is very hard. And it really does raise the whole issue. What can we expect from our cities? can we live any way we want? Can we live within guidelines designed by environment or the economy? How profligate can we be in our use of resources to sustain the way we live? Or do we need to live within our means more, thinking about what it is our cities will do to the built environment?
And these are all questions that the incoming freshmen and the students in your program are going to be grappling with, not only here at Michigan State, but as they embark on their careers in urban planning.
Oh, definitely. One of our key faculty research clusters is about sustainability and urban development and climate change. So it's an area that we see as being important, and it's one that also matches growing student interest that we see here at MSU.
Well, this has been an amazing, not only talking with your alum, Scott Adams, not too long ago, but talking with you, Mark, it's opening up a whole new perspective for me, a more holistic perspective of sustainability that, as you say, you folks have been dealing with for as long as you've been in the profession.
Yeah, it is part of it. It's a core of planning. It's what we're about. And it's good that we can now show people one of the things that planning can do to make their lives better.
I've been talking with Dr. Mark Welson. He's professor and program leader of the Urban and Regional Planning Program in the School of Planning, Design, and Construction at Michigan State University. A pleasure to catch up with you again, Mark.
Thank you, Kirk. It's been a pleasure.